Debates about ethics and rigor in journalism are important, but government directing these debates are dangerous. So we are here at HW News to discuss this. We have with us Sujit Nair. So Sujit, government and INB ministry directing that they will cancel the accreditations of a journalist spreading the fake news. So what you have to say about it?
See, first of all, I really appreciate Prime Minister Narendra Modi coming in and rolling the decision back, rolling the policy back. Absolutely appreciate it. Good decision. See, before we get into this policy, let's talk about the person who has taken it. Mrs. Smriti Irani has always been one minister or one individual who has always been a very autocratic ruler. All her decisions have been very, very autocratic. Okay, whether it comes to children in the I remember IIT Madras, whether it came to JNU,
she tries to send police,
she tries to send force, you know, suppress, I think is her way of managing things. The point is because her answer to a problem is to suppress the problem. She showed that in HRD ministry, she is showing that in INB ministry. That be the case. What is the reason? What is the reason that the government would want to suppress the press? Okay, if she, see, fake news is bad. Okay, fake news is definitely bad. I'm sorry. Fake news is definitely bad. There is no debate on that. Okay, I don't want to debate on that. Fake news is definitely bad. And what fake news does is also harmful. But then there is an IPC 153A in place, which actually gives police the right to arrest a person who spreads rumor. You might as well arrest the people who are spreading fake news. Okay, this entire thing about, you know, removing accreditation, giving accreditation, taking it back, all of this is a very, 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 very well-designed ploy to crush the freedom of press.
And we already have law in place. We have provisions.
Which is what I'm saying. 153A is a clear provision that stops people from spreading rumors. That stops people from spreading rumors, which may create communal conflict or which may create any sort of conflict for that matter of fact. We've got laws in place. Indian Penal Code is a very strong system. But the point is, an autocratic governor. In this case, when I say governor, I mean a person who is governing. And in this case, it is Smriti Irani. The first thing that they would do is crush the press. Okay, once you suppress the press starts talking about what the way the government wants it to talk. Number one. Number two. See, today, all said and done, most of the primetime channels, most of the mainline press are towing the government lines. For whatever reason it is. Whatever reason it is, I don't want to discuss that reason. Whatever reason it is, they are towing the government lines. It is only digital channels that are actually going out and talking against the government policies. Okay, definitely before 2019, they will put checks and balances in place where they suppress digital channels. Because we talk the truth.
Yes.
Okay, we talk what we feel, we talk what we think is right. Okay, and they are going to put this thing in place, are going to put checks and balances on us in place. So that's number two. Number three, Shikha, yes, the definition of
fake news. Yeah,
fake news. There are people who said, there are politicians who said that, you know, there are animals that breathe in carbon dioxide and breathe out oxygen. There are people who said that. Okay, when the press reports that, who is doing the fake news? Is that guy who's reporting doing the fake, you
so
know, spreading
speaking,
fake
yeah.
news, or the guy who's speaking it?
Reporting.
So the person who's reporting, you actually put him behind bars or take away his accreditation, and the person who said it has no problem. This is actually example of killing the messenger.
Yes.
This is killing the messenger. The person who said it, no problem to him, but the person who's reporting it, he goes behind bars. 15 lakh per day per person, black money. Who said it? Did the press say it? Did the press say it? So who is spreading fake news? The person who said 15 lakhs? No problem. But the person who is reporting it gets into accreditation issue. In this case, in what Mrs. Irani said, okay, in her definition, fake news are created by people who write it, not the people who say it. Okay, so this is an absolute methodology to ensure that people that government and this ministry per se, the IBN ministry, somehow manages to suppress the digital press. the day Ms. Irani took over as IANB minister, that day she wanted to suppress the digital media. That day she was looking out for an opportunity to suppress digital media. Okay, this time around, the Prime Minister of India came in and, you know, kind of saved the situation. But it is a matter of time that it will happen again. Number two, you see, the Prime Minister came and rolled it back in the evening. She spoke about this in the morning and the Prime Minister came and rolled it back in the evening. What is surprising, Shikha, didn't she consult the Prime Minister on this? Either she considered it not important to discuss with the Prime Minister, or the Prime Minister didn't consider it important to be discussed with her. Why wasn't the Prime Minister informed about this before taking such an important and such a major step, which corrupts the very right of Indian media? There was no dissent. So, I don't know. So, the point is, thank you, Prime Minister of India. Thank you for pulling it back. Thank you for standing for freedom of media and freedom of expression. But I don't know. I don't trust my information and broadcasting minister. I don't trust her. I know that if not today,
she has given
tomorrow,
us enough reasons.
Yeah, tomorrow again something is going to happen. Again there will be something that is going to be put. And before 2019, she will ensure, especially the digital media, is absolutely under the control of the government.